Camp Verde is a small town in between Phoenix and Flagstaff. With its rich soil, a river running through it, and today's light rain, it's a hot spot for farmers. And Fred Wong has some of the best crops in town.
Swiss chard, kale, beets, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, watermelons, cantaloupes. Camp Verde is good for everything over here.
Wong, 64, farms about 3 acres all by himself. And what he doesn't sell at local farmers markets or use in his restaurant in Flagstaff is up for grabs. He even hangs plastic bags on the fence posts of his fields to make it easier for hungry people to collect food.
Well, you should try to utilize all the food you can because, you know, there are just so many people that go without food, you know, and you see homeless people. And if you have extra food, it's great to, you know, share it and, you know, let somebody else eat it instead of letting it go to waste, you know.
Wong is facilitating the ancient act of food gleaning. It was considered law in many religious writings, including the Old Testament, that farmers leave the edges of their fields unharvested, so hungry people and orphans had a source of food. But as cities have grown and farmland has become more industrial and remote, opportunities for food gleaning have become fewer. And that's why Flagstaff resident Irene Montaño is getting creative in her neighborhood with apples.
Well, Sunnyside is known for its apples. Most of the apples are cider apples, so it's really been an honor that the people even let us into their yards.
Sunnyside is one of Flagstaff's oldest neighborhoods. Apple trees line the streets and grow abundantly in people's backyards. Montaño says about 2 years ago, one of the kids in her neighborhood youth group wondered why there was never any fresh fruit at the food bank. So he proposed picking all the apples in the neighborhood and donating them.
You know, we went around the neighborhood, we walked and knocked on people's doors, especially the ones that had the fruit trees, you know, and got permission. And most of them were really, you know, they were like, wow, yeah, that's a great idea, sure, you know, come and take our apples.
Landon Merrill was one of those people. He's the pastor at the Covenant Church, the site of today's apple gleaning project.
I think it's awesome because, you know, our whole goal, even as a church or just as a guy, you know, like, is just to bless the community. I mean, it's trees that are naturally grown back here, and so we want to get them to good use.
Last year, the Sunnyside Youth Group donated 600 pounds of apples to the food bank, and they hope to top that record this year. But you don't have to be a farmer or live in an apple-rich neighborhood to squeeze every last drop out of your produce. Today is juicing day at Amber Sky Meyer's house.
Well, today we've got some asparagus ends, some cucumber peels, some fennel stems, some celery that needs to be used before it goes bad in the fridge. It actually tastes better than it sounds.
Meyer is a full-time mom and absolutely hates to waste any of the food she buys or grows in her small backyard garden. So her solution is daily juicing.
You know, I pretty much just keep one plastic bag in the fridge and put all of our scraps in there. For example, if I cut up a cucumber for Anya to eat, then I will put the peels in that bag and then I'll juice those later. You know, if I cut the ends off the asparagus for dinner, potato peels, I'll juice the ends of the carrots, anything like that. Pretty much just scraps.
Meyer admits some of her concoctions are tough to choke down, but she'd rather risk the gag reflex than throw away food. Thankfully, today's blend happens to be a good one.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.